Egzamin maturalny z języka angielskiego. Poziom podstawowy. Usłyszysz dwukrotnie teksty do zadań od pierwszego do trzeciego. Przed wysłuchaniem każdego tekstu usłyszysz dźwięk. W nagraniu przewidziane są przerwy na zapoznanie się z poleceniami oraz treścią zadań sygnalizowane dźwiękiem. Rozwiązuj poszczególne zadania w trakcie słuchania nagrań oraz w czasie przerw po ich wysłuchaniu. Zadanie pierwsze. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
Hello, I'm talking to Anthony Spira, the director of an art gallery in Milton Keynes. Why has your art gallery become so popular recently?
I would be very happy if it was because of the last exhibition, but the real reason is different. An artist, Thomas Georgeson, hid a cheque for £8,000 somewhere in the gallery. The person who finds it will get the money.
Interesting. Can you explain who Thomas Georgeson is?
He worked in our gallery one summer. He became famous when one of his paintings got the main prize at a popular portrait competition. The painting pictured his father.
Why do you think he hid the cheque in the gallery?
He noticed that the number of people visiting our exhibitions was going down, so he decided to do something about it. He hid the cheque in the gallery, hoping that people who come to look for it will also admire the works of art.
Have any of the works of art got destroyed during the search for the cheque?
Thomas said it was not hidden in or behind any artwork. Consequently, none of the paintings have been damaged.
Have the staff tried to find the cheque?
Yes, but they haven't succeeded. The cheque is still there to be found. So if you want to try your luck, come to our gallery.
Thank you for talking to us.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Hello, I'm talking to Anthony Spira, the director of an art gallery in Milton Keynes. Why has your art gallery become so popular recently?
I would be very happy if it was because of the last exhibition, but the real reason is different. An artist, Thomas Georgeson, hid a cheque for £8,000 somewhere in the gallery. The person who finds it will get the money.
Interesting. Can you explain who Thomas Georgeson is?
He worked in our gallery one summer. He became famous when one of his paintings got the main prize at a popular portrait competition. The painting pictured his father.
Why do you think he hid the cheque in the gallery?
He noticed that the number of people visiting our exhibitions was going down, so he decided to do something about it. He hid the cheque in the gallery, hoping that people who come to look for it will also admire the works of art.
Have any of the works of art got destroyed during the search for the cheque?
Thomas said it was not hidden in or behind any artwork. Consequently, none of the paintings have been damaged.
Have the staff tried to find the cheque?
Yes, but they haven't succeeded. The cheque is still there to be found. So if you want to try your luck, come to our gallery.
Thank you for talking to us.
Zadanie drugie. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
1.
What a pity you can't answer the phone. I'm on a trip in Italy and I've been staying in Venice for a few days now. You won't believe what's just happened. I was eating breakfast at a restaurant when suddenly I saw George Clooney. He looked right at me, so I decided to ask him for an autograph. While running towards him, I hit a table and fell. I felt so embarrassed, but I got the autograph after all. Life's great. Bye.
Two. And our latest news from Belgium. They have just opened the world's deepest and perhaps most unusual swimming pool there. It's 33 metres deep, and when you get to the bottom, you'll find many caves and platforms at different levels. The water in the pool comes from a spa. Those who enjoy deep-sea diving will find it a wonderful place to practice their skills. It took 7 years to build the pool, and it will definitely be the ideal destination for keen divers. Three.
I've had a lot of travel experience in many countries, but Egypt is the one I'm most often asked about by tourists. I always answer, first, get a reliable guidebook and read as much as possible about the place. Don't go sightseeing on your own. Remember to wear loose clothes, covering your arms, legs, and chest. Comfortable shoes are a must as well. Pay attention to what and where you eat, and don't forget about tipping.
Four. Fair Isle is the most isolated inhabited island in Britain. If you want to spend a week far away from the city rush, this is an ideal place. We will book the flight and accommodation for you in an exclusive hotel. Make up your mind today, and you will get a free ticket to get around the aisle in a hotel taxi. So don't wait any longer and call us on 0967 453 546.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
1.
What a pity you can't answer the phone. I'm on a trip in Italy and I've been staying in Venice for a few days now. You won't believe what's just happened. I was eating breakfast at a restaurant when suddenly I saw George Clooney. He looked right at me, so I decided to ask him for an autograph. While running towards him, I hit a table and fell. I felt so embarrassed, but I got the autograph after all. Life's great. Bye.
Two. And our latest news from Belgium. They have just opened the world's deepest and perhaps most unusual swimming pool there. It's 33 metres deep, and when you get to the bottom, you'll find many caves and platforms at different levels. The water in the pool comes from a spa. Those who enjoy deep-sea diving will find it a wonderful place to practice their skills. It took 7 years to build the pool, and it will definitely be the ideal destination for keen divers. Three.
I've had a lot of travel experience in many countries, but Egypt is the one I'm most often asked about by tourists. I always answer, first, get a reliable guidebook and read as much as possible about the place. Don't go sightseeing on your own. Remember to wear loose clothes, covering your arms, legs, and chest. Comfortable shoes are a must as well. Pay attention to what and where you eat, and don't forget about tipping.
4. Fair Isle is the most isolated inhabited island in Britain. If you want to spend a week far away from the city rush, this is an ideal place. We will book the flight and accommodation for you in an exclusive hotel. Make up your mind today, and you will get a free ticket to get around the Isle in a hotel taxi. So don't wait any longer and call us on 0967 453 546.
Zadanie trzecie. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
One.
Dear listeners, unfortunately, I don't have good news for you this evening. The violent storm which is coming across the Atlantic Ocean will reach Britain tomorrow. It will hit Wales first and then move inland. As you may expect, the sky all over the British Isles will be covered with clouds, and the only region of Britain that will not experience any rain will be Scotland. Strong winds will not reach Scotland, but the skies will be grey all day. The remaining parts of Britain may expect heavy showers with floods in some areas.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Dear listeners, unfortunately, I don't have good news for you this evening. The violent storm which is coming across the Atlantic Ocean will reach Britain tomorrow. It will hit Wales first and then move inland. As you may expect, the sky all over the British Isles will be covered with clouds, and the only region of Britain that will not experience any rain will be Scotland. Strong winds will not reach Scotland, but the skies will be grey all day. The remaining parts of Britain may expect heavy showers with floods in some areas.
Two. How can I help you?
It's about this watch.
Yes?
The strap leaves a green mark when I take it off. For the amount of money I paid for it, I must say I'm disappointed.
Have you worn the watch in the shower, perhaps?
No, of course not.
Would you like me to exchange it?
No, I think the problem will be the same. I want to get my money back.
Right, you just have to fill in this form.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
How can I help you?
It's about this watch.
Yes?
The strap leaves a green mark when I take it off. For the amount of money I paid for it, I must say I'm disappointed.
Have you worn the watch in the shower, perhaps?
No, of course not.
Would you like me to exchange it?
No, I think the problem will be the same. I want to get my money back.
Right, you just have to fill in this form. Three. A bus driver has lost his job after a photo of him appeared on the internet. It showed him looking at a mobile phone screen when turning into a busy street. The picture shows a bus full of people and the driver wearing earphones and with his eyes off the road. It was taken by a cyclist who luckily managed to avoid an accident with the bus. A spokesperson for the transport company says that drivers can use their phones at work, but not when the bus is moving.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
A bus driver has lost his job after a photo of him appeared on the internet. It showed him looking at a mobile phone screen when turning into a busy street. The picture shows a bus full of people and the driver wearing earphones and with his eyes off the road. It was taken by a cyclist who luckily managed to avoid an accident with the bus. A spokesperson for the transport company says that drivers can use their phones at work, but not when the bus is moving.
Four.
When Jamie Oliver, the famous British chef, published his latest book, it immediately became a bestseller. The book is a collection of 50 carefully selected menus, each consisting of a starter, main course, and dessert. Theoretically, you can make each three-course dinner in 30 minutes. But many people who bought the book are disappointed. They don't manage to prepare the dishes within the promised half an hour. Even experienced cooks complain that the meals can't be done so quickly. What is the reaction of the author? He says that anybody can do it, but practice makes perfect.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
When Jamie Oliver, the famous British chef, published his latest book, it immediately became a bestseller. The book is a collection of 50 carefully selected menus, each consisting of a starter, main course, and dessert. Theoretically, you can make each three-course dinner in 30 minutes. But many people who bought the book are disappointed. They don't manage to prepare the dishes within the promised half an hour. Even experienced cooks complain that the meals can't be done so quickly. What is the reaction of the author? He says that anybody can do it, but practice makes perfect.
Five.
So, how about your job interview?
I'm still quite nervous about it.
Well, I think you have the necessary qualities.
I hope so. I know the company wants someone who can work well with people. I'm sure I've showed them that I can manage a large group of employees.
And the question about experience?
It went well, I think. My experience isn't wide, but I learn things very fast.
So don't worry, I'm sure they'll call you soon.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
So, how about your job interview?
I'm still quite nervous about it.
Well, I think you have the necessary qualities.
I hope so. I know the company wants someone who can work well with people. I'm sure I've showed them that I can manage a large group of employees.
And the question about experience?
It went well, I think. My experience isn't wide, but I learn things very fast.
So don't worry, I'm sure they'll call you soon.
Six.
Steve, what's happened? You look so worried.
I didn't sleep well last night.
What's bothering you?
Well, I'm under a lot of pressure. My boss has got me involved in three projects. The deadlines are near and I still haven't finished my part. I'm afraid I won't be able to finish everything on time.
Is there anything I can do for you?
Well, no one can help me. It's something I have to do on my own. I just need to concentrate. And I'm too tired to think clearly at the moment.
Can you ask to change the deadline?
No, we have a meeting with the clients on Monday morning.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Steve, what's happened? You look so worried.
I didn't sleep well last night.
What's bothering you?
Well, I'm under a lot of pressure. My boss has got me involved in 3 projects. The deadlines are near and I still haven't finished my part. I'm afraid I won't be able to finish everything on time.
Is there anything I can do for you?
Well, no one can help me. It's something I have to do on my own. I just need to concentrate, and I'm too tired to think clearly at the moment.
Can you ask to change the deadline?
No, we have a meeting with the clients on Monday morning.
Czas przeznaczony na tę część egzaminu minął.